Time now for the Saturday morning news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The Fairfield area weather calling for sunny skies today. Typical summertime heat, a high around 90, mostly clear tonight, a low near 71. I'm Darren Cuddle reporting. It's today, in case you haven't yet heard, the Fairfield Founders Festival is set for today with activities running throughout today. The celebration will begin at 8 o'clock this morning with various vendors being set up, and a walking tour will kick off scheduled activities at 10 this morning. Stage ceremonies will begin at 12:30 sharp this afternoon with an address from Mayor Brent McGuire. David Harrell will explain his mural at Freedom Park. And on-stage entertainment will begin at 2 p.m. today. Among the activities scheduled today, activities and games at 10:30 this morning. The Independent Silver Band at the Victorian on Main starting at 11 a.m. At 2 p.m., Leg Up Studio Dance Performance on the main stage. At 4, Kevin Biggs on the main stage. Aunt Jane's Pickle playing on the main stage at 5 p.m. The City Band Courthouse, City Band performing at 6 this evening on the courthouse lawn. And Mountain King on the main stage at 7 p.m. At 8 p.m., Cassie Andrews and Calico Creek Bluegrass Band will be performing on the main stage today. Why Fairfield Incorporated is organizing today's all-day event. President Luke Harrell says people need to bring lawn chairs, blankets, or some other form of seating to watch the on-stage entertainment at the Founders Festival. Again, that goes all day today and runs until 10 tonight. More news after this break.
Happy 200th birthday, Fairfield. Make sure to stop in at Black's Fashion Flowers in downtown Fairfield during this Saturday's Founders Festival for some great deals. Get 50% off all Southern Sisters gourmet items and 25% off Fannie Mae dark chocolate buttercreams while they last. Plus, Black's has 15% off just about everything else. Cash and carry only. Some exclusions apply. Black's Fashion Flowers, your florist with the personal touch, across from the courthouse in downtown Fairfield. And don't forget to like Black on Facebook.
Gatsby's Gaming invites you to our Wayne County location. Gatsby's Gaming has our video gaming machines live, and we are now open 7 days a week. We are excited to provide an incredible gaming lineup with the newest video slot games available. Gatsby's Gaming has 5 new video gaming terminals with a vast variety of games. We supply free chips and soda to gamers while playing. Must be 21 to enter. Gatsby's Gaming, Wayne County, 1476 Illinois Highway 15, Fairfield.
Now open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday and 1 p.m. on Sundays.
When you need the solution to a tough problem, contact Harrisburg Supply. Harrisburg Supply has an expert staff that knows how to tackle tough problems with heating, air, plumbing, electrical wiring, electric motors, farm duty motors, and start and run capacitors. Plus, Harrisburg Supply has the products you need to complete the job. At Harrisburg Supply, they can repair anything except a broken heart. Contact Harrisburg Supply. Call 618-252-8223 for Harrisburg Supply. Highway 13 West in Harrisburg, where quality always exceeds price.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker on Friday signed into law a plan that will put $45 billion into state construction projects to build and upgrade roads, bridges, parks, and schools, with drivers, smokers, and gamblers expected to pick up most of the tab. Pritzker called it the most comprehensive reconstruction effort in the state's history. Illinois' first statewide capital plan in several years will include spending on everything from an expansion of high-speed broadband internet to sewage system development. Most of the money, $33.2 billion, will be spent on transportation projects. An additional $4.3 billion will be spent on state facilities, $3.5 billion on education projects, and $1.2 billion on environmental projects. To help pay for it, the legislature approved the expansion of gambling around the state, including new casinos in Williamson County, as well as Danville, Rockford, and Chicago, and yet to be decided site in a Cook County suburb south of Chicago. Supporters say the state's share of gambling revenue will be $2 billion in one-time licensing fees, an additional $400 million a year when all the casinos are up and running. Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro has been awarded a 3-year term of accreditation in mammography as a result of a recent review by the American College of Radiology. Mammography is the specific type of imaging test that uses a low-dose X-ray system to examine breasts. The ACR Gold Seal of Accreditation represents the highest level of image quality and patient safety and is awarded only to facilities meeting ACR practice parameters and technical standards after a peer review evaluation by board-certified physicians and medical physicists who are experts in the field. The ACR was founded in 1924 and is a professional medical society dedicated to serving patients and society by empowering radiology professionals to advance the practice, science, and professions of radiological care. The city of Fairfield will be having a finance committee meeting that's set for this Monday night at 6 p.m. The agenda shows one item on that meeting agenda under routine business, that being fiscal year 2020 appropriations. Fairfield Memorial Hospital honors employees monthly for providing extraordinary patient care and customer services within and outside of the hospital. Lucy Rule, who works as billing specialist in the Fairfield Memorial Hospital business office, has been selected as a June Employee of the Month. Lucy's been with the hospital since November of 2018 and works the front office of the billing, or rather the business office, and is the patient's first point of contact when they present to pay or have billing questions. Fairfield Memorial Hospital Business Office Director Kristen Bolt stated, quote, "Lucy is always patient with a calming presence and puts everyone at ease when they visit the business office with questions. She can be busy helping a multitude of people at the same time, and she treats every person as her utmost importance and patience," unquote. The American Red Cross is in need of blood during the summer months, at least as much, if not more, than during the rest of the year, according to an agency spokesman. As a rule, donations fall off between May and August, so the organization is bringing back an awareness campaign to try and stir people to make the effort to donate. The campaign is called Missing Types. Joe Zidlow says the goal is to get potential donors to make an appointment and then follow through.
Probably going to be a little more challenging for us this time around, so we're just hoping people, when they do get a chance and can make that donation, to go ahead and make the appointment, go ahead and donate, enjoy the rest of your summer, because, you know, the hospital patients that we work with, they don't get a summer vacation. You know, we can't tell them, hey, we're going to take a week off here, no one's going to be sick, there aren't going to be any types of accidents or trauma victims. It's just not the case. I wish it were. So hopefully people come and respond to this and make the appointment and follow through and donate.
The Missing Types campaign draws attention to what happens when the letters A, B, and O are missing from everyday life. You can find donation location information on the organization's website at www.redcross.org. Secretary of State and State Librarian Jesse White announced recently that entry forms are available for the 15th Annual Illinois Emerging Writers Competition Gwendolyn Brooks Poetry Award. White said the competition was created to promote creative writing and provide an outlet for talented writers. It's named in honor of the late Pulitzer Prize-winning Illinois Poet Laureate Gwendolyn Brooks and is co-sponsored by the Illinois Center for the Book. Competition is open to Illinois residents 18 and over. Entries must be postmarked by tomorrow, June 30th. A $500 cash prize will be awarded for first place, $300 for second, and $100 for third. Winning poems will be submitted for possible publication in the Ninth Letter, Rhino, and Quiddity Journals. Winners will read their poems at a ceremony at the Illinois State Library in Springfield. Entry forms can be found at cyberdriveillinois.com. Anyone interested in more information should contact the Illinois Center for the Book at 217-558-2065. In other news, on Tuesday, Fulton County Deputy Troy Chisholm was killed while responding to a scene in Avon, Illinois. The tragic death of Deputy Chisholm is a reminder for law enforcement and the public that there's no such thing as a routine call for members of law enforcement. Illinois State Trooper Jason Wilson was among the troopers who heard the radio call, "Shots fired, officer down," on Tuesday afternoon, and he explains what that call is like for members of law enforcement.
When you hear "shots fired, officer down," it doesn't matter where it is, you're automatically putting your car in gear and you're driving. You're just waiting for the actual address so that you can get there as fast as possible. And that's what we saw yesterday with troopers and county and local officers throughout the entire area. They all converged on the area specifically because they wanted to first help their fallen comrade. And unfortunately, things didn't turn out how we at least prayed they'd turn out. And we did lose an officer yesterday. It's one of those deals that we also just need everybody to understand what police are actually facing and dealing with on a day-to-day basis. There is no routine call.
42-year-old Nathan Woodring of Avon, Illinois, was arrested in the death of Deputy Troy Chisholm following a lengthy standoff with law enforcement. Well, now that Illinois has legalized recreational marijuana, one question that remains is how will police test people for driving while stoned? Kim Howard has a story.
Police can easily test for alcohol impairment with a breathalyzer or field sobriety test, but the same is not true for pot. That's been a big concern for police, but Governor J.B. Pritzker says they are addressing the issue.
It is important for us to work to provide the tools that law enforcement will need. So there is a task force that is created under this legislation with law enforcement involved to help us look at all the best technology that's available and maybe even develop it here in the state of Illinois.
Senator Heather Staines of Chicago says they're currently looking at roadside swabs, which have been tested in other states. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
A breast cancer benefit for Nessa Chrisman has been scheduled for today from noon to 2 p.m. at the Clay City Community Building at 237 South 2nd Street Southeast in Clay City. Money raised will help Rick and Nessa with medical bills and other expenses. The public is invited. There will be food, door prizes, a 50-50 raffle. A $10 donation per person suggested. Two go boxes will also be available. For more information, you can call Rosa at 665-3052 or Ninka at 676-1361. Some other activities coming up. The Wayne County Humane Society will be running a microchip special through July 8th. Microchipping is only $15 a pet. It's hoped this will help reunite scared and lost pets and owners after the fireworks displays during the 4th of July holiday week and the weekend. Summersville Church, just east of Mount Vernon, Illinois, in conjunction with their Vacation Bible School in late July, will be hosting a 5K fun run and family festival. Proceeds above expenses for the 5K will go to support the Amy Center and the work they do with abused children. The 5K and Fun Fest is set for Saturday, July 27th. And the Edwards County Sportsman's Club having a breakfast shoot this morning. Breakfast begins at 7 and the shooting begins at 9 with jackpot, trap, and skeet events. Winners will be determined by random draw. At 11 a.m., there will be a 50-bird derby with one round from 16 yards, then one round from 16-yard score plus 2 yards. The club is located about a mile north of Albion on Route 130. Anyone with questions or needing more information can call 838-0577 or 445-7661. That's the news. Area deaths are next.
I get fresh granola every day from the supposedly clean glasses in the dishwasher.
Oh,
now that's
word.
Tough.
My family gets a warm meal every night right from our lukewarm fridge.
Oh, mine too.
You poor dear.
My washing machine rocks. It's 2 rocks. I just bang them on the clothes.
That can't be good.
What are you going to do?
The Bad Appliance Support Group is sponsored and remedied by Rush Appliance and Furniture Company. Don't suffer through. Relax, release, replace. Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in Fairfield and Carmi.
Trust Bank loves to dream big with you. Whether you are looking to buy your first home, another home, or refinance your current home, we have a mortgage product just for you. Trust Bank can also help you finance the construction of a brand new home. Trust Bank's friendly loan officers are ready to dream big with you. Give them a call at 618 618- 673-2165 or stop by today. Trust Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Have you ever stopped to think that besides your home, your car is probably your second most expensive investment? And due to the rising cost of vehicles, you're probably waiting longer before you trade for a new car. Choose someone you can trust like Cherry Street Automotive and Carmine to protect your investment with regularly scheduled maintenance and inspections. It just makes sense to choose the best when it comes to your vehicle. Cherry Street Automotive and Carmine. Call 382-7165.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 76-year-old Fairfield resident Carl William Bill Young died at 8:05 Friday morning at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. He was a truck driver. Surviving are three brothers, Earl Young and Larry Young, both of Fairfield, and David Young of Sunrise Beach, Missouri. A sister, Norma Mark of Browns, sister-in-laws Ruth Ann Young and Maxie Young, both of Fairfield, and Aunt Noreen Young of Fairfield, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Carl William Bill Young will be at 11 a.m. Tuesday at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, burial in Victory Cemetery, visitation from 9 a.m. Tuesday until the time of service at the funeral home. Memorials may be made to Victory Cemetery. Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield is in charge of the arrangements. 79-year-old Wayne City resident Laura L. Veach died at 4:45 Friday morning at Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. She was a homemaker. Surviving are her son, Kevin Veach of Wayne City, a daughter, Sonia Davis of Henderson, Kentucky, four grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, a brother, L.B. Boyer of McLeansboro, two sisters, Marilyn Sancrant of Phoenix, Arizona, and Sue Ballard of McLeansboro. Numerous nieces and nephews also survived. Funeral services for Laura L. Veach will be at noon Monday at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Burial in the IOOF Cemetery, Veterans Cemetery, with Reverend Alan Monroe officiating. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until noon Monday at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, which is in charge of the arrangements. 74-year-old Albion resident Phyllis J. McKibben died Friday at Linda E. White Hospice House in Evansville, Indiana. She was retired from Champion Laboratories in Albion, where she worked as an assembler. She enjoyed playing the game Criminal Case on her computer, and she became an avid reader after she obtained her Kindle e-reader. She attended the Baptist Church in Albion. Surviving our son, Jeff McKibben of Evansville, daughters Danielle Fulton, Janice McKibben, both of Albion, brothers Larry Aldridge of Crossville, Darius Aldridge, Alan Aldridge of Grayville, sisters Rose Pritchard of Albion and Cindy Rhodes of Grayville, and four grandchildren. Funeral services for Phyllis J. McKibben are pending at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville. 77-year-old Albion resident Sue Ann Newport died at her home Wednesday. She owned and operated Sue's Sewing Center and Baby World in Albion for 16 years. Surviving are her husband Paul, a daughter Paula Thompson of Ellery, two grandsons, one great-grandchild, two step-great-grandchildren, three sisters, Roberta Matthews of Fairfield, Judy Loudermilk of West Salem, and Darla York of Mount Carmel, and four brothers, Donnie Knockmoose of West Salem, Arthur Knockmoose of West Salem, Dale Knockmoose Jr. of Albion, and Jack Knockmoose Sr. of West Salem. Graveside services for Sue Ann Newport will be held at the West Village Cemetery, northwest of Albion, at 2 p.m. Sunday. Friends and family are asked to go directly to the cemetery. There will be no visitation. Memorials can be made to the West Village Church for their cemetery upkeep or Samaria Missionary Baptist Church, and will be accepted at the graveside service or at Nails Funeral Home in Albion, which is in charge of the arrangements. If you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at our website at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Caudill reporting.
You saved, you scrimped, and finally that hot new car is yours and you're in love. Just make sure she's insured with the best auto coverage you can find. Talk to your local Pekin insurance agent about complete auto coverage, and don't forget to ask about the variety of discounts available for your sweet ride. Request a quote at PekinInsurance.com. In Flora and Sisney, contact Bill Atwood at 662-7000 and put their Beyond the Expected service to work for you.
Get what you want and nothing else when you order a la carte internet from Wabash Communications. Wabash Communications is now able to offer a la carte internet called broadband only with fast download and upload speeds, reliable service, and unlimited data usage. No phone services required for our broadband only plans. Our broadband only menu includes packages up to 1 gig download. Call us at 665-3311 now to order. Service availability and internet speed will depend on location. Contact us for details.
Here's a look at the Fairfield area weather for today. Sunny skies with a high of about 90. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 71. Sunday, sunny, high of 91. Monday, sunny, high of 94. Tuesday, mostly sunny, projected high 93. Wednesday, a chance of showers and storms, mostly sunny with a high of 91. And the 4th of July on Independence Day, which should be on Thursday, chance of showers and storms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high of 91. Yesterday's high in Fairfield was 89. Our low this morning was 68. No rain out there in the rain gauge at all. And currently in Fairfield, underneath sunny skies, it's 71.